Have you ever applied a skincare product to your body and wondered what kind of crazy chemicals are in it, and then read the ingredient list and realized you can't even pronounce half the ingredients? Your skin is the largest organ of your body, and what you put on it becomes part of you. In fact, if your skincare has chemicals you wouldn't eat, you probably ought not rub it all over your body. This is why in our house we use Tallow Skin Solutions Body Butter. It is made with all natural ingredients that are safe enough to eat and offer your skin the nutrients it can thrive on. The tallow is sourced from a family farm in Georgia, which practices sustainable regenerative agriculture. The body butter also has organic coconut oil, organic cocoa butter, and organic essential oils. The texture is silky and luxurious as it is whipped to the perfect consistency. Enjoy one of the five different scents. My personal favorite is creamsicle, which blends vanilla and orange and smells delicious. If you've never used a natural product like this, you are in for a treat. Go to tallowskinsolutions.com and enter code MINDFUL for 20% off. That's tallowskinsolutions.com and use code MINDFUL for 20% off your next order.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hello and welcome to the Mindful Movement. I'm Les Raymond and I want to thank you for joining me today. Today's episode is not much of a conversation. It's just me. I do not have a guest with me this week. Next week I'll be back with a guest, so I hope you stay tuned for that. I find next week's topic to be quite interesting and I think it'll be a big surprise for many of you. I wanted to touch a little bit today on judgment, the ideas of judgment, concepts around judgment. I myself have a history of being quite guilty of judgment of myself and others. You know, when this COVID thing broke out, it was interesting. There was something kind of neat that seemed to be taking shape. There was a sense of togetherness forming. On some level, you could kind of see that there was something new that was creating bonds of some sort, people helping others. It was nice. It is nice. There's still a lot of that. I don't want to make this sound like people aren't helping others. But it's interesting, leading up to this point, I don't know how much of this is in other parts of the world, so I don't know where you're listening, but my observations from within the United States was there's been kind of a steady trend over years of separation and you could call it otherness, tribalism, side-taking, most of which was probably politically driven. And then, you know, when this thing happened recently, there was a little bit of, like, uniting going on. You know, this we're all in this together idea, which is awesome. And something I've noticed recently, and I don't know if it's created out of the fact that some locations or states are like coming back online at a different speed than others, but it's creating kind of another line in the sand where you have some folks on one side, some on the other. It's been interesting to observe. There's like a new type of judgment emerging, like people that are in agreement with, you know, emerging from the lockdown, or those that feel like you can't emerge until, you know, some magical therapy arises. And I guess I just feel it's unfortunate. Maybe this will just sound like me venting. I hope not. I'm just I don't know, maybe I am venting on some level, thinking out loud, but it seems like even with the masks, as if people that wear masks look at other people that don't and are judging them with the idea of, you know, how can you do that? You're putting everybody at risk. Or people that don't wear masks looking at those with masks and having their own judgments, maybe they think it's unnecessary or for whatever reason. I mean, we all have different thoughts about things, and it's very easy to see someone's behavior and then create a narrative in our mind of why they're doing that, why they are acting the way they are. And that narrative might feel like truth to us, but it generally isn't. We never really know what's going through someone else's mind. And it's very easy to judge others when you see them behaving in a way that's different than you behave. Sometimes we might even feel like it's a personal attack. I think I've seen this among parenting many times, where just the sight of a parent parenting their child differently than you would, it's almost as if you take it as an attack on the way you parent, which is silly, because nobody's parenting their kids thinking about attacking the way someone else parents. They're just parenting their kids the way they know how. We can only show up in this world the way that we know how to show up. Nobody could really say there's a right way and a wrong way. I mean, I think there could be some mass agreements on some extreme cases, but there's a lot of gray area in life. And there's a lot of ways things could be looked at. And it seems like that's happening now with like a whole new topic. Like, we all have this topic in our life situation now. And it's like an opportunity to judge others for looking at it differently than you do. And I don't think anybody really knows the real details, all the necessary details of what's going on now. It seems like the messages or narratives that come through the media are quite mixed, and the average person could take all this information and, you know, think about it and come up with what you think is makes the most sense of what's going on. But it seems like, big picture, we're in like the infancy stage right now, and we're still just gathering data points of what like the virus is and what's going on. And to make matters worse, it seems like there's a chance that a lot of the data points aren't even accurate, which is kind of disturbing. Over the last few years, I've read a lot of research, and, you know, it's hard to make decisions on data points is hard enough. If the data points aren't accurate, that really throws a wrinkle in the process. And I hope that gets ironed out. I hope there's enough level-headedness that there's enough humans with enough know-how to iron out some of the data so that as decisions are made going forward, that they could be, I don't know, better? For lack of a better word, better decisions? Intelligent decisions? Well-educated decisions that benefit the human race as a whole? But, you know, coming back to judgment, something I've observed of others and myself, I know I'm like been totally guilty of this. I've caught myself, and I'm sure I've done it many times or I haven't caught myself yet, where, you know, we'll find, usually I think it's something that we, on some level, like subconsciously, we're not real proud about ourselves, or maybe something that is born out of maybe some personal shame or guilt. Like we will find something in someone else, in the things they say or their actions or their behaviors, that resembles the thing that we don't like about ourselves, and we will point fingers at it. Let me think of some examples. I know personally, I have a history of like good financial decisions, but way more than good decisions, I've made bad financial decisions and haven't been wise with my money over the, you know, if you go back from when I, my whole adulthood or whatever, there's a lot of data points that say, that was not a good decision. And I know that, like, when I look at, let's say, how the government spends money, I'll always find all these flaws. And I'll, you know, how can they do that? This is so wasteful. And really, like, that's me being upset at myself for all the times I've been wasteful and didn't use money wisely and pointing fingers at another entity for doing the same thing. And this is just one example, but this happens all the time. I think everybody does this sometimes, whether they know it or not. We can use others to learn more about ourselves and ask ourselves questions like, what do I know about myself in the presence of this person? Like, what is this person or this entity teaching me about myself? Maybe just from how I am reacting inside or what emotions are stirred up when I see their behavior. If I'm watching myself and I'm practicing self-observation, I could learn, you could learn from anybody, anything, any experience, any person, any relationship can be your teacher. But we have to have our eyes open a little bit for that. It's very easy to the slip into the finger pointing. I know I am already guilty of it in this current environment. Like, I do feel strongly about some of the things I think that are going on and how, like, different entities, government entities are responding to the current situation. And there's a lot of different opinions, and I have my opinions, and I'm not going to get into those now. Maybe another day I'll get into maybe my thoughts on the current environment. But, you know, I know that I'm already guilty of, like, why is this part, like, they shouldn't be doing this, or why are they doing it this way? And, like, already casting this judgment. And remember, when you, I don't know who said this, but when you judge somebody, you're not really defining them. You're defining yourself. You're defining yourself as someone who judges, which we all do. But you can make a good argument that there's value in judging less than, not judging less like me, but judging less often, less harshly, being less judgmental in general, which, as anything worthwhile, takes practice. I practice. I challenge y'all to practice. I think this current environment offers opportunity to engage with that practice, as there's all these new, like, topics of discussion or decisions to make that there's multiple ways to look at them. There's going to be people that feel differently than you do, and that's okay. Think of how terrible of a place the world would be if everyone in the world felt the same way you do about everything. Pretty sure that would suck. So I guess I encourage all of us to keep an open mind. We're in uncharted waters here. And I hope that we could continue. I hope that we cannot lose sight of the togetherness that we could build from this journey. And just because someone else or another state or another school system is doing it differently than you desire right now in this moment, based on the information you have, they have a different set of information that they're coming from, and they're coming from a different paradigm. You're listening to this podcast and interpreting it the only way you can through the human nervous system that you've been dealt. And everybody else's is different, and that's okay. And I hope we could just keep an open mind and try to see ourselves in others through this and understand that We don't know what everybody else is going through. We don't know how they feel about the same scenario. And I think we need to continue to give everybody space. And I'm not referring to the social distancing, but space to discover who they are as they go through this and to work through it. Everybody's on a new journey right now. And it's really easy to be quick to judge. And when you judge someone, you're creating something negative in yourself. And then you have to carry that. It's like extra baggage. You got to walk around with that. And if you every day are just on the news and judging this and judging that, over time, that's a lot to walk around with. Those bags get heavy. Now, of course, meditation, great tool. Great tool to rely on as an anchor to practice creating that space, keeping the mind a little less cluttered, being able to look at things a little more objectively, maybe, you know, having just more space in your mind to hold ideas that might not be your initial instinctive idea to grab onto and just experience something. Maybe wonder how someone else might be experiencing it. Maybe a sense of curiosity. I wonder how that person arrived at that view. I wonder how they got there. Or if you're in conversation with someone, maybe instead of being defensive and battling, maybe asking them, can you show me how you got there? So that's the way you feel. Tell me how you arrived there. An opportunity to seek a little more understanding. Put the guards down a little bit. When someone behaves differently than you or thinks differently, it's not an attack on you. So those are just some thoughts, some observations I've had. Change topic here a little bit. I guess this is a very different topic. As y'all have probably getting a glimpse, I'm pretty interested in health-related things. If you've been watching the podcast so far, you might get a sense of that. But I'm always curious about behaviors and activities and practices that allow us to, you know, design our life a little bit better, like more in alignment with what we want. You know, I like kind of shaping a lifestyle. And I think it's an art form. How you compose the minutes of your day. I personally do a lot of experimenting with different activities, different styles of exercise, different diets, dealing with a lack of wellness the last few years as I recover from Lyme disease. I've tried tons of stuff. I mean, I went to a lot of different doctors. I've tried all kinds of different funky therapies, a lot of what some people would be considered fringe therapies, read tons of books, listened to countless hours of content from doctors about healing related things. And I've tried a lot of technologies too. Things that might be considered, I don't know, like biohacking technologies, different gadgets. I would say the majority of the stuff I've tried doesn't work. Most of the stuff that works the best is the cheapest. Like, I don't know, going for a walk in the sunshine. But there's a lot of things that I've used that have been really helpful that I rely on. And then I'm always trying new things, and then after maybe a few weeks or months, I could make a decision like, is this useful? Is this worth the minutes of my day? Is this worth putting it into my routine? Does this practice add more utility to my body? Does it make my body more useful for the me that is inside me and that my body is housing? I'm always grateful when someone helps me connect with a product or service that I find useful. And I wanted to be able to do that for others. I've been helping people for quite some time now on a more one-on-one or small group basis. And I find myself over the years like recommending a lot of things, books, videos, podcasts, you know, opportunities to learn, supplements, certain foods, companies that provide food, gadgets, cookware, whatever. Things that I find have helped my life go smoother, or things that I find to help me live a life that I want. And I wanted to share those things with you folks. I do get asked questions about what to do for health-related things. And oftentimes, there's a product or service involved to help that process. And for a while, I thought I didn't want to like sell anything. I didn't want to come off that way. And then after a while, I realized like how grateful I am when someone helps me connect with a product or service, whether it's a good local shiatsu practitioner or a better brand of a certain vitamin or a better pan to cook eggs in, whatever, anything that I found was important to me. I got over that not wanting to come off as a salesman, and I want to provide this. So coming soon on our webpage, we're going to have a resources page where we're going to have some links up there. Some of them will be affiliate links. We are going to try to provide discounts to our listeners when they want to try one of the products or services that we found useful. And over time, we will slowly add to that. Going forward, I could see that we will be talking about different health and wellness related practices and lifestyles. And I want to provide more information about those things and more resources where if you want to try the things that I use or the folks that I help have used, that you have easy access to do so. So I would like to create a shortcut for you so that you don't have to go through as much trial and error as I have along the way to find the products or services that I have found useful personally. Soon there'll be a page. It'll be labeled resources. It should be up over the next week or two. And what I'd like to do, if there is a product in there or service, if I can, I would like to have a representative from that company or industry come on the podcast so that you could listen to a deeper dive on whatever topic it is. So you could build a little context around the usefulness and the nature of the product or service to see if it's something that you want to incorporate into your life or to at least give it a try. And I'm excited about that because I like using things. I like trying new things. I like experimenting. I find that it's really useful, even though there's been so many times over the years I've tried something and it either wasn't useful or it even backfired. And I used to not do this so much. I used to be someone that wouldn't even, like, I would never take a medication. I would never take a pill. I was freaked out about it. And when my health got, like, taken from me for a while, I got to a point where it was like, I'll try anything. And I just kept trying things. And over time, you build like a library, whether it's in your mind or in your kitchen cabinet, of like useful tools. So I'm excited to provide a resource page soon with, I guess, my recommendations, my advice. Some of them will be Sarah's. It'll be a lot of books. It'll be kitchen-related things. It'll be sleep-related things. It'll be possibly food and supplement and technologies. And I look forward to that. And I hope you stay tuned, and I hope you take advantage of that resource and look for opportunities to learn if there's anything out there that we have validated that you could find useful for you. That pretty much concludes what I wanted to touch on today. Again, this coming week, I'm really excited. I have a guest that I followed for a few years who I think had just a remarkable discovery a few decades back. I don't want to talk about it just yet. I hope you tune in. It'll be, let's see, today is, I think, around May 21. I think this is May 21st. This is probably going to air this Saturday in a few days, and then the following Saturday should be the next guest podcast. So I appreciate the feedback that's been coming in. If you have any advice of how you'd like to see this course go, if anything useful you have to add to what I'm doing that you think might be helpful, I'm open to some constructive criticism. Just, you know, don't be mean. For those that have gone on and given positive feedback on the podcast players, I'm really grateful. I really appreciate that. And if you haven't done yet, that would be awesome if you would go out and put a note and give a review. Again, I appreciate your listening today. I'm very grateful. And I hope you stay tuned. Have a great day.